I think it's time to teach people a little more. And one of the things a lot of people hit us up with on questions on the website is questions about how to buy a smoker, what kind of smoker they should have, and this and that. And we've got a friend in the smoker business, and that's Mark Hillman from ABS, American Barbecue Systems in Kansas City, Missouri. And people have all sorts of things on their shopping list when they're going to get a smoker. What would be some of the most important things somebody should be thinking about? Let's go for a small, inexpensive smoker. What would be the pitfalls and the pluses that people ought to be thinking about?
For one, we're looking for something that's a little more heavy-duty type cooker, one that's a little thicker steel, one that's going to be able to come up with a good heat source to where you've got good even heat and smoke throughout the whole cooking chamber. A damper system that's going to allow you to get good, even heat and smoke throughout the whole cooking process.
What are the common mistakes a lot of people make when getting a smoker?
Some of the more inexpensive models are fine for the entry-level backyard enthusiast. Unfortunately, those models don't last for a very long period of time, maybe 2 or 3 years. They're more of a disposable type cooker. And so what you're after is, after you bought something like that and want something a little more durable, a little more quality, you need to look into something a little more heavy duty, one with thicker steel.